You're listening to The Liberty Beat, your daily source for Liberty news and activist updates. Online at thelibertybeat.com. John Bush here with your Liberty Beat for February 6th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,676, silver at $31.89, and Bitcoin is trading at $20.92. Today's edition of the Liberty Beat is sponsored by Central Texas Gunworks, specializing in handgun defense training, concealed handgun courses, and firearm sales. Online at CentralTexasGunworks.com. And now the news. Uncomfortable with the Obama administration's use of deadly drones, a growing number in Congress is looking to limit America's authority to kill suspected terrorists, even U.S. citizens. The Democratic-led outcry was emboldened by the revelation in a newly surfaced Justice Department memo that shows drones can strike against a wider range of threats with less evidence than previously believed. The drone program, which has been used from Pakistan across the Middle East and into North Africa to find and kill an unknown number of suspected terrorists, is expected to be a topic of debate when the Senate Intelligence Committee grills John Brennan, the White House's pick for CIA chief, at a hearing Thursday. Too much drama? Boredom and scads of irrelevant information are just some of the reasons Facebook users give for taking a break from the world's biggest social networking site for weeks at a time, according to a new study. A report from the Pew Research Center's Internet in America Life Project found that some 61% of Facebook users had taken a hiatus of at least several weeks for myriad of reasons, whether they were wary from an onslaught of gossip or, for the more pious, the arrival of Lent. Yet the use of Facebook, whether constant or not, is pervasive in America. Of the American adults who use the Internet, 67% are on Facebook, Pew found. That compares with 20% who use LinkedIn and 16% who are on Twitter. Charlottesville, Virginia has become the first city in the United States to formally pass an anti-drone resolution. The resolution passed by a 3-2 vote and was brought to the city council by activist David Swanson and the Rutherford Institute, a civil liberties group based in the city. The measure also endorses a proposed 2-year moratorium on drones in Virginia. Personal information of some 4,000 people in the banking industry, including bank officers, was posted online Sunday by the hacker collective Anonymous. The list was initially posted to the website for the Alabama Criminal Justice Information Center, then apparently taken down by that site's operators. The ACJIC did not respond to a request for comment about the incident. However, the list was also posted elsewhere online and remains available through Google's WebCache. The Liberty Beat is sponsored in part by Sovereign Living, illuminating your path to self-sufficiency. Online at sovereignliving.tv. And by Brave New Books, specializing in free-thinking material for free people since 2006. Online at bravenewbookstore.com.
With Truth News Radio Australia beaming out to you on the 20th of November 2013. My name is Herewood Fenton, and it is my great pleasure and a great honour to be bringing you this show, as I do every week, in which we engage in speculation, analysis, and the uncovering of the truth where we possibly can. In today's show, my guest in the second hour is quite a prestigious guest, ladies and gentlemen. I've got Roger Stone, author of the quite shocking new book about the Kennedy assassination, which has received quite a bit of attention in the alternative media, although he has been somewhat censored on the larger networks. The book is titled The Man Who Killed Kennedy. And it is a damning indictment of Lyndon Baines Johnson. Really quite a shocker of a book. I've been reading through a few chapters. And, you know, the character of the man who became the president after Kennedy was shot is something that I hadn't really known about before. I'd seen a few documentaries. I'd been aware of the theory that Johnson was implicated in the assassination. But the book here by Roger Stone really goes deep into the personality and details of the history of Lyndon Johnson. And, you know, he's quite a shocking character. I mean, he's clearly an aberrant person, really meets the definition of a psychopath quite nicely, quite completely. And that's something I will be actually engaging with in the second hour as well, because I think this phenomenon of people who are quite psychopathic retaining the highest levels of public office is very common. And you could certainly point the finger at a number of people who've been on the public stage in recent years and do the same sort of analysis. I mean, narcissism is in many ways intrinsic to politics these days. And of course, narcissism is a component of the psychopathic mind. But getting back to the Kennedy assassination, the key evidence against Johnson it's a little bit sketchy, and I'm not saying that that this book lays out any startling new evidence. What it does is it pulls together a lot of disparate viewpoints, and it actually reinforces many aspects of what we already know about the assassination. It doesn't attempt to present a grand new theory, as some recent books have done, some of them quite ludicrous. What it does is it puts Lyndon Johnson at the centre of all that. And of course, the CIA was heavily involved. Of course, the military-industrial complex was involved. Of course, the Texas oil men were involved. And of course, the Cuban liberation movement was involved, and the mafia. All these groups had a part to play, and all of these groups had a grudge against the president. But none of them had a grudge as personal and as deep as Lyndon Johnson's grudge, simply because he wanted to be president. He didn't want to be vice president. And he was a ruthless, brutal man. And I think you'll find our discussion today quite interesting, but I do encourage you to do more research on it and get the book if possible. It's on Amazon, The Man Who Killed Kennedy. So that's all coming up in the second hour. Now, in the first hour, we're going to return to a familiar theme for our Australian listeners, climate change. There have been a number of rallies held around Australia with calls for the coalition to keep the carbon tax. And I've got an article here from ABC Australia, that is. Tens of thousands of Australians have turned out for climate change rallies across the nation, calling on the Abbott government to keep the carbon tax. The National Day of Climate Action was organised by activist groups including Get Up, the Australian Youth Climate Coalition, and the Australian Conservation Foundation. Now, I should point out that GetUp is really the key instigator there, and indeed the Australian Youth Climate Coalition has very strong connections to GetUp. I believe the leader of that group is actually married to the director of GetUp. Organisers say 60,000 participated at the rallies, which were held in capital cities and more than 130 towns and regional centres. Emergency workers played a significant role in warning about the dangers of unchecked global warming, while Labor and Greens politicians, along with climate scientists, also participated. The Climate Council's Tim Flannery told 30,000 people in Melbourne that Australians must make their voices heard. The simple truth is this: we cannot leave a matter as important as climate change to the fickleness and whim of Australia's politicians, he said. We must stand up and be counted and take every effort to speed up the uptake of renewable energy. Now, in today's show, I want to investigate a little bit into getup.org, the organisation which mobilised this protest, and an organisation which has been very successful in Australia, has a large number of members and has their finger in many different pies. And I want to look into who GetUp is, what GetUp is, how it was funded, how it started. And then I want to probe into the links between GetUp and some other organizations that you'll find around the world. The reason why I want to do this is because we need to understand that, firstly, these people are experts in social engineering. And social engineering has increasingly become a science. It has a very, very sophisticated technique. There are psychological aspects to it. And we're moving towards a phase of civilization where people are being manipulated en masse to execute the will of power groups who are able to sort of deploy these techniques, who have the skills and the money and the resources to deploy these techniques. And this is all about the masquerade of democracy. This is all about the false pretense of democracy, because that's the meme that we live within. We live within the meme of a belief that we live in a world where people determine their own destiny. And so that has to be continually created in the minds of those who are actually, in reality, being led like sheep. And it's one of those things that you can't see it until you really, really step out of it. And the interesting thing about GetUp is GetUp, you know, has done a lot of good work, you could say. I've certainly been supporter of a number of their campaigns. But at the same time, they've had some campaigns that I found extremely insidious. Of course, the climate change one is certainly insidious in my view, and I've spent a lot of time on the show documenting why that is. Another one of the campaigns that GetUp was involved in was a campaign in relation to early intervention in mental health. And, you know, for an organization which is about supposedly empowering people and about human rights, their position on this was just extremely dark. That they were advocating a system of early intervention which actually involved drugging young people who were not even diagnosed with mental illness. It's what they called an early intervention program. I mean, it's really shocking. It's really disturbing. And GetUp was involved, was heavily promoting this. The early intervention program, where in fact teenagers are identified as being in the, you know, what they call prodromal phases of mental illness, you know, before symptoms occur, and then, you know, doctors are, and GPs and psychologists are supposedly trained to identify these early warning signs of mental illness, and then we get the kids on the drugs early, right? And of course, it's a major boon for the pharmaceutical industry to get more and more kids on the drugs. But what you've got to understand is that I mean, it's evil, it's insidious, it's really dark, because it actually bypasses the accepted medical principles, which are even disputed and which I don't agree with, but at least there are some basic diagnostic criteria and guidelines which are used to determine, for example, whether someone has schizophrenia. But under this early intervention program, you don't even have to be diagnosed as schizophrenic. They'll put you on the antipsychotic meds even without that diagnosis, because you're showing early warning signs. Now, there is one psychiatrist in particular whose name is associated with this this program. His name is Patrick McGorry. And for quite a while, his face was on the homepage of getup.org. And, you know, this man has been savagely criticized by many other professionals in his own field. And he's by no means, you know, a universally regarded figure. He's a very controversial and divisive figure in psychiatry. But GetUp.org just blandly promoted Patrick McGorry and this early intervention program as if it were a completely uncontroversial, matter-of-fact thing that that we'd all want to do because we all want to help people who have mental illness. So I raise that so that you understand that GetUp, as an organization, has been involved in doing things that are ethically very, very dubious. I have an article here from the Sydney Morning Herald which talks about the McGorry lobbying machine and the massive conflicts of interest that that existed there between McGorry and the government and the psychiatry industry. Several mental health specialists told the Sunday Age that that McGorry used his position on the government's mental health working group to recommend funding for programs that he himself founded. And I'll continue with that after the break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. It is excellent to be talking to you today. Do stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk about gun grabbing got you down? How would you like to be the proud owner of a brand new AR-15? Then go to LogosRadioNetwork.com and enter the drawing to win a free Rock River AR-15, sponsored by Zombie Killers Ammo and Guns. Support Logos Radio Network by donating just $20 to their fundraiser, and you'll get your name entered into the drawing. Second place prize is a Spikes Tactical AR-15 Lower Receiver, sponsored by CentralTexasGunWorks.com. Every $20 you donate will put your name in the hat. So increase your chances of winning by increasing your donation. Winners must be eligible to lawfully own and possess these items. Please visit LogosRadioNetwork.com for details. If you love all the liberty-minded programming on Logos Radio Network, contribute to the fundraiser and secure your chance to win a Rock River AR-15, sponsored by Zombie Killers Ammo and Guns. Like them on Facebook at Zombie Killers LLC. Contest ends February 28th.
Are you being harassed by debt collectors with phone calls, letters, or even lawsuits? Stop debt collectors now with the Michael Maris Proven Method. Michael Maris has won 6 cases in federal court against debt collectors, and now you can win too. You'll get step-by-step instructions in plain English on how to win in court using federal civil rights statutes, what to do when contacted by phone, mail, or court summons, how to answer letters and phone calls, how to get debt collectors out of your credit report, how to turn the financial tables on them and make them pay you to go away. The Michael Maris Proven Method is the solution for how to stop debt collectors. Personal consultation is available as well. For more information, please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the blue Michael Maris banner or email Michael Maris at yahoo.com.
That's ruleoflawradio.com or email MICHAELMIRRAS at yahoo.com
to learn how to stop debt collectors now.
Are you getting fed up with all the disinformation, deception, spin, propaganda, half-truths and downright lies in mainstream news? Looking for something different? Visit Truth News Radio Australia, www.truthnews.com.au, and may the truth set you free.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio. Truthnews.com.au can be found on the internet. Just type Truth News into Google. You'll find it there on the front page of your search results. And you can subscribe to our podcasts. You can even become a member of the website and you can have a look at our Facebook page, which has a lot of interesting material on it. A lot of our listeners post some pretty interesting stuff there on the Facebook page. Now, I'm just engaging here in a bit of deep research into getup.org, and I'm filling out some aspects of GetUp which our listeners might not be all familiar with. And I'm having a look at their promotion of this early intervention psychiatry program push that they had for a couple of years, from around about 2010, 2011, they were pushing it very heavily on their website. And they were also pushing the name of Patrick McGorry, who, of course, is the founder of this concept of early intervention in psychiatry. Now, as I said earlier, there are many other health specialists and experts who question McGorry's approach, and they also question his conflicts of interest. And it says that that he used his position in the government's mental health expert working group to recommend fundings for programs he himself founded. David Castle, head of psychiatry at Melbourne's St Vincent's Hospital, said Professor McGorry and Ian Hickey, a Headspace board member, had overstated the evidence for early intervention for young people at risk of psychosis. Headspace is a service for 12 to 25-year-olds with mild to moderate problems, such as bullying, stress, and relationship difficulties. The early psychosis prevention and intervention centres provide integrated psychiatric and psychological support for the same age group. Now, again, a quote here from David Castle. It is extremely worrying that the government is listening to professional lobbyists who have a massive personal interest in the programs they're recommending. Not just interest, but also investment. And they are undoubtedly overstating the evidence. There is a massive conflict of interest there, Professor Castle said. The row comes after US psychiatrist Alan Francis, chairman of the committee that produced the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, described Australia's investment in early intervention as a vast, untried public health experiment, claiming there was little evidence it had long-term benefits. Now, this is the program that GetUp was just blandly promoting as if it's just like, you know, sliced bread. You know, it's just, how could you not want it? It's just wonderful. Of course, the deeper connections between this and the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry are unknown, but one has to only imagine, just consider the amount of money to be made from expanding the use of these drugs in such a dramatic way. So let's get back to getup.org. Getup.org was founded by two men. It was launched in August 2005. And the two founders are Jeremy Hymans and David Madden. Now, both of these guys were recipients of a scholarship called the Fred Knox Fellowship at Harvard. And Frank Knox Scholarship at Harvard. This scholarship has a lot in common with the Rhodes Scholarship from Cambridge. It is certainly about building leadership, and it is focused on Commonwealth countries, although the money itself comes from America. So it is very much about kind of building that interconnection between the old British Empire and the new American Empire, which again is a large focus of the Rhodes Scholarship as well. There are a lot of deeper interconnections here, so bear with me as I try to plow through some of them. The founders of GetUp, after creating GetUp, moved on to create another organization, but this time global in scope. And the name of that organization is Avaaz. .org. That's spelled A-V-A-A-Z. Now, Avaaz is just like a scaled-up version of GetUp. And looking at their website, they're claiming that they have 30 million members worldwide. Now, that may be an exaggeration, but remember, these people are experts at social engineering. So they could well have this sort of reach. Now, before I get into that in more detail, I just want to recap on some of the other campaigns that GetUp has been involved in, because in addition to the really insidious ones there that I've been documenting for you, GetUp has been involved in some things that that certainly seem on the face of it to be quite laudable. We had the changes campaign against changes to anti-terrorism legislation in 2005, which was kind of when they launched. And those anti-terrorism changes were quite draconian and dramatic. And at that point, it seemed that GetUp was certainly doing the right thing in opposing that. They also opposed Work Choices, which was the Liberal Party's sort of rollback of some of the protections for workers, which had been previously enshrined in law. They campaigned against proposed changes to migration laws in Australia, which again, generally, I was in agreement with. I'm not one of the sort of people who believes that refugees should be turned back. I think it's an outrageous and as well as being cruel, I think it's also stupid. I think you just have to understand that the situation we have in the world today with all these wars, largely orchestrated by the imperial adventures of our own powers, with all these wars, you're going to be getting refugees. And I certainly supported those campaigns. And of course, GetUp was against the Iraq War and campaigned in support of David Hicks, who of course was illegally detained in Guantanamo Bay for several years. They campaigned against the Northern Territory intervention, which again, really, you know, I have to say was good. I applaud that. They campaigned against the mandatory internet filter. Again, something I agree with. And they campaigned for same-sex equality, something I'm not hugely concerned about, but again, I don't oppose that. And they provided very strong support for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And they're against coal seam gas. So they certainly get a lot of ticks in terms of some of the causes that they represent. And by doing so, they certainly bring in a lot of good-hearted, well-intentioned people into the fold. And I can see how tempting it would be to join an organization like GetUp. I mean, if you see that you know, they support 8 out of 10 of the things you agree with, you'd probably, a lot of people would say, well, even if I don't agree with them on one or two things, on the balance I do, you know, I think they're good people, I think I should support them. But I think we've got to be a little smarter than that. We've got to actually try and understand it at a deeper level. We've got to figure out what they're on about, because the issue of climate change is such a huge one, folks, that it kind of overshadows many other aspects of what GetUp has been involved in. We are going to break, and I'll be right back after the break to continue with my analysis Don't go away.
I only have eyes for you.
Soon, store mannequins may be singing that tune. They're being outfitted with cameras to watch us while we shop. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht, back with details after this.
Privacy is under attack. When you give up data about yourself, you'll never get it back again. And once your privacy is gone, you'll find your freedoms will start to vanish too. So protect your rights. Say no to surveillance and keep your information to yourself. Privacy, it's worth hanging on to. This message is brought to you by StartPage.com, the private search engine alternative to Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Start over with StartPage.
It's disturbing enough that Big Brother governments use facial recognition technology to identify and track people on the streets. Now clothing companies in Europe, Canada, and America are getting in on the act. So where do they hide the cameras? In the eyes of mannequins. That's right, those glamorous plastic ladies in the display windows may be watching you back. They're called eye seers, and their job is to log the age, gender, and race of passersby, so retailers can devise new schemes to get you to buy. But hang on, aren't mannequins spooky enough already? This is taking weird science to a whole new level. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht for StartPage.com, the world's most private search engine.
This is Building 7, a 47-story skyscraper that fell on the afternoon of September 11th.
The government says that fire brought it down. However, 1,500 architects and engineers concluded it was a controlled demolition.
Over 6,000 of my fellow service members have given their lives.
And thousands of my fellow first responders are dying.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I'm a structural engineer.
I'm a New York City correction officer.
I'm an Air Force pilot.
I'm a father who lost his son.
We're Americans, and we deserve the truth.
Go to rememberbuilding7.org today.
Thought that I was doing well, but the truth to you I'll tell. MSGs and GMO really ain't the way to go. There's a better way I've seen. It's called Tangy Tangerine. And we're all drinking Tangy Tangerine. Tangy Tangerine, Tangy Tangerine. We're all drinking Tangy Tangerine, Tangy Tangerine, Tangy Tangerine.
Order Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products at LogosRadioNetwork.com by clicking on the Tangy Tangerine banner. Sign up as a preferred customer for wholesale prices or become a distributor and support LogosRadioNetwork.com. So what do you say, Elvis?
Welcome back, you with Truth News Radio. Well, today I'm exploring a little bit under the hood of GetUp.org to understand their deeper connections, to try and put it in a clear perspective. Because while I do support a lot of the campaigns that GetUp has been involved in, what I see is a pattern. And the pattern I see is that the causes that they support that appear to be genuine causes tend to be rather weak in terms of their achievements. And they tend to sort of taper off and dissipate without actually having any real conclusion or achievement. For example, the David Hicks campaign was more or less terminated as soon as David Hicks returned to Australia. But there was still so much injustice there and so much that needed to be done to basically overturn his conviction, because he was falsely convicted. But GetUp kind of rode on the publicity of this David Hicks campaign and used it quite successfully, because so many people were outraged about the treatment of David Hicks, but then really didn't do anything much about it. And the same can be said for GetUp's involvement in anti-war protests and anti-terror legislations. It's pretty weak, it's pretty token, it doesn't really lead anywhere. Even, for example, with coal seam gas, I mean, the real movements forward with coal seam gas are coming from the true grassroots communities, the people in the country, the farmers, and just ordinary people just, you know, getting off their backside and doing something. I think that GetUp frames itself in a way to give the appearance of being across all of these topics, but I believe that they have spearhead topics which are the real agenda of the organisation. And I believe that the mental health one is an example of that. I mean, that is actually huge, because that involves millions of people and it involves massive amounts of money, and it actually involves GetUp being on pretty much on the side of very powerful establishment forces. And of course, with climate change, again, rather than being kind of a grassroots movement of people against the powers that be, it really is an enabling of the powers that be, because carbon trading and carbon taxes and all of these mechanisms of supposedly saving the planet are engineered by the international banking cartels, are very much creations of the inside establishment. But let's go deeper. Let's look into some of the larger interconnections of GetUp. And I want to go back to have a look at avaaz.org, which, as I said, was founded initially in connection with GetUp. GetUp was somewhat a prototype or a template for avaaz.org. And the founders of GetUp, Madden and Hymans, have been heavily involved in avaaz.org. But also another organization from across the sea became involved in avaaz.org, and that is an organization called MoveOn.org. Now, MoveOn.org, again, a very similar template to GetUp.org, same sort of spectrum of issues, and attracting the same sort of left-leaning environmental activist-type followers. Now, an interesting thing about MoveOn.org is that it received quite a lot of funding from George Soros, the sort of infamous international trader philanthropist George Soros. And of course, Soros has been really huge in the climate change field and the alarmism of climate change. And his continued influence over avaaz.org certainly has been highlighted by some independent researchers. I've got some links here from Wikipedia, actually, which indicate that Canadian Conservative Minister John Baird labelled Avaaz a shadowy foreign organisation tied to billionaire philanthropist George Soros. So let's have a look at avaaz.org. They've certainly been a very, very busy organisation, and they certainly, again, bring in a lot of topics which on the face of it look pretty squeaky clean. You know, they look like they're concerned about democracy, they're concerned about rights, they're concerned about Edward Snowden, a big program there, a big campaign, Stand With Edward Snowden. More than 215,000 Avaaz members worldwide signed a petition for the immediate termination of the NSA surveillance program. So it's hard for me to say anything negative about Avaaz.org, but what I can tell you is that they are, the organizers and the people behind it are part of the philosophy which calls itself global governance, global economic governance. Jeremy Hyman's has authored a number of economic papers on that. They operate at a level that they see is actually socially engineering the planet. That's the way I see it. And once we get up to that level, we realize that this organization really does have deep roots in the establishment. And this is where we have to really start to question what it's all about. Now, I want to draw your attention to another social engineering organization, which was founded by Jeremy Hyman's. It's called Purpose.com. And Purpose.com advertises itself on the About page as creating 21st century movements. It says here, we deploy the collective power of millions of citizens and consumers to help solve some of the world's biggest problems. We develop and launch our own social and consumer movements using our model of movement entrepreneurship, and we work with organizations and progressive companies to help them mobilize large-scale, purposeful action. Purpose was born out of some of the most successful experiments in mass digital participation. Our principals are co-founders of Avaaz, the world's largest online political movement, with more than 15 million members operating in 14 languages. And the creators of Australia's GetUp, an internationally recognised social movement phenomenon, with more members than all the country's political parties combined. So they make no secret of the fact that what they're actually engaged with is manufacturing movements, that they create movements out of thin air. And they think that's fine. To them, that's probably a terrific thing. And if you're in the mindset of believing that that humanity is just sort of putty in your hands to be manipulated, you would certainly think that. But there has to be, for this to be genuine, for a movement to be genuine, it has to come from a place that is from the individual. And this is what we don't see in these movements. We just see appeals to groupthink, appeals to sort of the peer group effect, where you join because your friends join, and then every issue that organization you belong to takes up, you take up, and you don't question it, because the whole strategy of that organization is to actually not encourage you to question things individually. It's to give you things to follow. It's to give you a placard to follow and say, there you go, go out and march with this. It's subtle, but it's real. You're listening to Truth News Radio Australia. It is great to have your company today. We'll be right back.
Mr. President, members of Congress, you've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it. You'll have to pry it from our cold, dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
Just like Gonzalez, we're keeping our guns.
Are you the plaintiff or defendant in a lawsuit? Win your case without an attorney with JurisDictionary, the affordable, easy-to-understand 4-CD course that will show you how in 24 hours, step by step. If you have a lawyer, know what your lawyer should be doing. If you don't have a lawyer, know what you should do for yourself. Thousands have won with our step-by-step course, and now you can too. JurisDictionary was created by a licensed attorney with 22 years of case-winning experience. Even if you're not in a lawsuit, you can learn what everyone should understand about the principles and practices that control our American courts. You'll receive our audio classroom, video seminar, tutorials, forms for civil cases, pro se tactics, and much more. Please visit ruleoflawradio.com and click on the banner or call toll-free 866-LAW-EASY.
Welcome back, you're with Truth News Radio. Well, I've been investigating here Avaaz.org and GetUp.org. Avaaz.org, a sister organization to GetUp.org, much larger in scope. And I was saying in there in the last segment that it's hard to see anything bad about what Avaaz is promoting. Well, I actually neglected something there. And of course, it wasn't visible on the Wikipedia page that actually documents their campaigns. But Avaaz.org has been very, very big in terms of the Arab Spring and the Syrian conflict. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They are heavy promoters of the anti-Assad forces in Syria. And just to have a look at their page on Syria, it really just looks like a series of propaganda statements against the Assad regime. So again, in similar way to what I was describing there with GetUp.org, is that you see with these organizations that that appear to be promoting a lot of good causes, a lot of things that that we all agree with, you know, democracy protests in Burma, closing the Guantanamo Bay facility, democracy in Zimbabwe, many, many global international issues which seem reasonable. But of course, in relation to the Syrian conflict, anyone who's done the minimum amount of research on that knows that the international cartels are trying to destroy Syria for the purpose of empire building and as part of their campaign against Iran. Of course, that has ameliorated a little since the breakthrough over the chemical weapons agreements with Russia, but the agenda has been and still is on the table to oust Assad, and it is quite clear from looking at the Avaaz.org website that they are 100% behind that agenda. I mean, just looking at the headlines here on their page, France makes a bold move on Syria, game changer. President Hollande breaks from the US to back a Syrian provisional government. Of course, we know what that means. That means ousting the existing government. US formally backs Syria opposition, end game for Assad. Is this the beginning of the end for Assad? Fresh fears arise over chemical weapons. I mean, this is pure propaganda, folks. And see, I believe what's going on here is that the underlying agenda is always these issues of global control. It's where the money is. It's where the power is. Now, Avaaz has been called clicktivism by some, because most of what they do is actually just online petitions. And I've seen dozens of them. I don't respond to them. I think they're utterly pointless. But this practice of signing online petitions is kind of a way to get people on board, and it's also a way to collect email addresses. And I've got quite a number of documented cases here online where people have said that their email address that they have submitted to an Avaaz petition has suddenly resulted in massive spam, right? So, you know, you put your name on a petition in good faith, thinking that your data is protected, and then suddenly you're being inundated with spam. But, I mean, we also have to consider that the data harvesting practice of this is probably being handed to the NSA as well. So I've been attempting to illustrate here something that's a little bit difficult, it's a little bit subtle, it's not immediately apparent, but organizations like GetUp, like Avaaz, like Purpose.com are involved in a very, very large scale social manipulation of people on the scale of millions all around the world. And this is part of the overall program for what the ruling elites see as global governance. It's gently hurting people in one direction. And of course, legislation in relation to climate change is central to that, because the carbon issue has become the key issue that forces us to make sacrifices for the greater good. It's also a proposed currency. I mean, carbon trading could well lead to a carbon currency at some point. Carbon, of course, is the signature of life. This is about the creation of a global governance system with carbon currency at its center. And the program involves kind of like the normalization of control structures across the globe and indoctrination of people into belief systems without recognizing the individual, without honoring or empowering the individual. This is what worries me most about it, is that they encourage a mindless participation. I mean, you have to be mindless. If you're going to agree with the campaigns that Avaaz and GetUp are promoting, you can't use your mind, because your mind will tell you that some of the things they're promoting are completely wrong and evil. You actually have to shut your mind down. And this is part of what they rely on, is that people, in order to have the peer group acceptance, to feel they're part of something, will shut their minds down. So it's insidious, and we have to fight against it by bringing it all into the open. You know, we've got to take these vampires out of their coffins and expose them to the light. That's our job as truth activists. Okay, last story for today. I want to take a look at internet censorship in the UK, and I want to play to you a clip from an alternative news source, Total View, which appears to be aimed at looking at the rights of people who are involved in what they call esoteric practices. Now, this is meditation, yoga, a variety of spiritual practices. And what they are claiming on their news blog is that, in fact, the UK internet censorship program is now blocking sites that contain any of this type of material. And it is quite astonishing. I was quite amazed to see this. I'll play to you a little of this. We don't really have much time left in the show, but I will provide this in the show notes.
Joining me today is David Gardner, who is the creator of the Facebook page Stop UK Censorship of Esoteric Material and Spirituality. David has been learning about different styles of meditation for the last 12 years. He has spent countless hours sharing what he's learned with others, including 4+ years of running meditation classes and a number of presentations at well-being conferences and expos. Recently, he co-created and delivered a series of mindfulness training courses for Australia's largest dual-sector university, and he has been involved with research into the efficacy of mindfulness training on staff well-being. David is currently working on a new website called wakeupbefree.net, which will be launching in early 2014. Hey, David, welcome. Great to have you here.
Hey, Jenny. Thanks.
Just to get us started, how about you talk about what is this issue with the UK trying to censor esoteric material?
Well, I think it's more complicated than just censoring esoteric material itself. Although the UK government were initially talking about protecting children, so it came about because of some crimes that were committed against children by people who had a rather dodgy history of the things that they looked at on the internet. And so as a bit of a what might have seemed a knee-jerk reaction, the UK government, led by David Cameron, started talking about putting into place internet censorship that would be default-on filtering. But in talking to internet service providers, the Open Rights Group found out that there are actually a number of other types of content which were going to be filtered in these default-on filtering systems that were being proposed. So there was things like alcohol, drug use, things related to eating disorders, things related to terrorism. But then they also had categories which were completely out of place. So they had esoteric material, and they had web forums, and also web blocking circumvention tools. So it actually goes quite a bit deeper than just this initial kind of look of, oh, it's censorship to protect the children.
It makes you wonder, well, how did esoteric material even get put in there with these other things that, you know, in society are taboo or just, you know, harmful to people? That's a very concerning point.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right. From my perspective, there seems to be a few different reasons why those things are included. Esoteric material could essentially cover anything which is hidden. That's what esoteric essentially means. And so they could very easily say that anything that they don't like is esoteric. Unfortunately, it seems like already this has been directed towards spirituality. Even before these censorship changes have been proposed, there are sites and companies which are already blocking spiritual websites, alternative health websites. But essentially, esoteric information is the stuff that you don't see in the mainstream media. It's the stuff that can give you access to real news which isn't controlled by like a particular entity. Some people might not know, but there's only about 5 or 6 companies that control pretty much every single major media interest in the world. So if you want to get news which isn't filtered through their perspective, then you have to look outside of that.
Just leave it there. I'll put the links to that on the site. I may try to get David Gardner on the show. It seems like a pretty significant story, this one. And of course, these internet censorship regimes, we've seen them in Australia, but the recent government was going to bring them in and then pulled back after being exposed. What they've now got in the UK is what they call a voluntary system, but it tends to be on by default. Anyway, there's a lot to discuss there. We are going to break. We'll be back in hour two with our very important guest, Roger Stone, talking about the man who killed Kennedy. Really important interview. Don't miss it.
Would you like to make more definite progress in your walk with God? Bibles for America is offering a free study Bible and a set of free Christian books that can really help. The New Testament Recovery Version is one of the most comprehensive study Bibles available today. It's an accurate translation, and it contains thousands of footnotes that will help you to know God and to know the meaning of life. The free books are a 3-volume set called Basic Elements of the Christian Life. Chapter by chapter, Basic Elements of the Christian Life clearly presents God's plan of salvation, growing in Christ, and how to build up the church. To order your free New Testament Recovery Version and Basic Elements of the Christian Life, call Bibles for America toll-free at 888-551-0102. That's 888-551-0102. Or visit us online at bfa.org.
Looking for some truth? You found it. LogosRadioNetwork.com.